This is an audio archive of the CrossFit Live webcast from February 20th, 2005. The following is the complete program featuring the founder of CrossFit, Greg Glassman, on the subject of CrossFit methodology. For easier file download and management, this program is also available in two segments. Please see the archive page of CrossFitLive.com to download these segments separately.
It's the voice of elite fitness, CrossFit Live. Now, your host, Dave Young.
Hello, everybody. It is the debut program of CrossFit Live, a live webcast with news and information to the CrossFit community and anyone passionate about pure functional fitness. And for those of you new to the CrossFit methodology, I'd like to steer you toward CrossFit.com for specifics. But in short, this is where we're going to talk about fitness that matters. Fitness that translates to every sport, every recreation, every job, and every function that the human body was designed to do. And my guest on this edition of CrossFit Live is the founder of CrossFit, Greg Glassman. Coach, are you there?
Yeah, Dave, good evening.
Greg, thanks for spending some time with us tonight. I'm looking forward to picking your brain, but let's talk recent history for just a moment, if we can. I understand there was a conference down at headquarters in Santa Cruz last weekend, and I'd like to get your thoughts on what went on there for those of us that weren't able to attend.
Yeah, we had a good crew here. It was with staff, 80 people, I think just under 20 of ours. Lonnie Lau was amazing, our program director, and pulled it all off, and we brought people in from three countries and had soldiers from, I think, every branch of, certainly of U.S. Armed Forces. I think all the special operations teams were represented. Some incredible civilians, and just we had a good time. It was a lot of fun, and the support and the family and the community, the CrossFit community, continues to astound me. It was a lot of fun, for sure.
Maybe some of us who have been to conferences in the past would like to know how the conferences are. By the way, is that what we're calling them? Are we calling them conferences? What are we calling them?
It's a certification seminar. We offer our trainer certificate.
Yeah.
And it's 3 days of work. It's mixed between demonstration and presentation. We offer the conceptual framework and mechanics of our basic movements and drive it all home with some workouts to show the application, and 3 days of rolling around like that until at the end everyone's pretty much thoroughly exhausted.
I like that. Rolling around is really pretty much exactly what happens.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, and everyone learns a lot, and we get the presenters out of the community. This thing is a community developed. The experts that contribute to the amalgamation that is CrossFit are absolutely spectacular, and this is more than Lauren and I, and more than the people here in Santa Cruz. The experts that are reaching in to help us and make a contribution to the way we do things, and then in turn bring back to their specialties. It's a fantastic, it's an amazing effect.
Did you do anything new this time? Anything that you've never done before?
Yeah, just the number of people in our facility was impressive.
Yeah,
and there were some touching moments that if you share, pull it from those that were there. But we've made a big difference in some amazing people's lives, and they're showing up at these events sharing their love and giving their thanks. And it's nothing I really want to brag about or market on or make a big deal about. But we're leading off every one of these events, and you're in the company of greatness. And we are.
You got another one coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, in April.
Good.
And already excited about it. So love anyone to come out and see us. Check out Eugene Allen's transcripts, essentially his summary of the events. It was on the message board. It's really good stuff. He did a fantastic job. He's turning into the CrossFit chronicler.
All right. I just want to ask you really quickly. We got some people on the phone that want to ask some questions, Zoe, but I just want to ask you really quickly about the last journal. The gymnastics and tumbling thing was pretty cool, but the main question that I had for you about it was, you know, you took an old manuscript there, and you built a whole journal around it, and it was a beautiful thing, and I'm not minimizing it at all, but I'm just curious, what about that old manuscript was, you know, was so compelling for you, as opposed to maybe some of the more recent material that you could have pulled from?
It was designed for an audience of moderate to insignificant skills, for an adult population, you know, not for 8, 9, 10-year-olds that weigh 50, 60 pounds. The progressions are gentle and simple. There's a ton of material in there that would be considered too essential for too simple for inclusion in most gymnastics programs.
Yeah.
And the application was other than artistic gymnastics, but for the potency of the stimulus that can be culled from that, or that can be pulled from that sport, and it more suits the CrossFit needs than what's currently available that I've seen out of modern gymnastics.
We've got somebody on the line, I think, that would like to talk to you.
Hi there, it's Ellen Boehner, and I'm not.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you? It was
well.
Great being out in Santa Cruz. We had a great time. Figuring out the zone diet seems to be a bit of a challenge for me. Do you suggest that I get Dr. Sears's book as far as putting together menus, or?
No, I would zero in on that block chart and learn the fundamentals and just kind of grasp hold of the fundamental concept. Then you're free, you know. But
this meal plan, the block chart, each one of these things is one block. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think I can figure it out. I just wanted to tell you I love the workouts. This is the first workout system I have ever been able to stick with. I've told my friends about it, and they all agree, and they get to work in the morning, and the first thing they do is pull up the CrossFit and see what the workout of the day is before they do anything else. So it's really terrific. Let me pass this to Okay.
You make this easy for me. I really appreciate that. You know, go onto the message board and drum up Nicole Carroll, because she's become a overnight zone wizard. And we've got all our trust in her. It's amazing what she's been able to do with the diet. She's locked on hard and doing a lot of good work for us. So talk to her, too. She'll help you out with any of the mechanics of the thing. And thanks for calling.
Thank you so
much. Ellen,
yes.
Is that your name?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. What part of Florida?
North Palm Beach.
North Palm Beach. You went all the way to Santa Cruz, huh?
I went all the way to Santa Cruz,
wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye.
All right. We got another one for you here, Greg. Let's bring in caller 1918. Would you come on in and identify yourself, please?
Hey, Dave and Coach. This is Rob Wolf in Chico, California.
Hey, Rob.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, wait a minute, I lost him. Hold on just a second, I get him back. There he is. Rob, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Rob, how are you, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you doing, Coach?
Yeah, good. Yeah, they're making this easy tonight, bud.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not too much. We're just kicking around here, listening to the show. It's great. Dave, you've got an amazing radio voice.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I did do this for a few years, you know.
Oh, well, cool.
And it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that now I get to take what is my passion, and I get to kind of blend it back together with what I know so well. And, you know, hopefully this is just one huge, big benefit for the community. That's all I care about. So.
Yeah.
We can't miss. Hey, I want Rob to give a push to Performance Menu.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Rob. Tell us about that. I just noticed that today.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
It's a monthly journal. I think the first phone-in caller had a question about, you know, how to implement the zone. And so that's largely what we're about is just how to feed and water elite-level athletes. And so the we're going to be looking at recipes and strategies for getting people eating in under zone parameters, ideally, and breaking down some of the problems that they have, mainly with implementation. It seems like people get the basic idea of what the zone is, but actually making it happen, particularly with a busy schedule, we're trying to overcome that. And we've got interviews and some great training, ranging from martial arts to Olympic lifting. You know, the running the gamut. So,
Rob,
Dave, I don't want to take over, but I'm gonna hear Rob talk about Devaney's piece.
Devaney's piece was pretty amazing, and Coach, I've got to say it was amazing to me because some of the questions that I asked him, one of them that I thought was pretty good was, do you see a difference between training for elite athleticism and what the demands of our ancestors were? And he was an emphatic no, that the two are you know, identical. The only thing that might be different is skill. And it was interesting to me that it was almost as if he went through the CrossFit foundations and the what is fitness, and delineated basically what you have, like the when you're defining the fitness being the 10 characteristics of fitness and the statistical method and you know the spectrum of sickness, wellness, and fitness. These were all the same things that he described, you know, that were necessary for us to succeed evolutionarily. So I thought that was amazing.
Well, that's why I asked you.
Hey, Rob, just because I'm sure most people know who you are, but would you just identify yourself to the community just in case there's a couple people that don't know who you are?
Sure. My name's Rob Wolf. I, with my partner in crime, Nikki Violetti, we own CrossFit NorCal here in Chico, California.
Beautiful Chico, California.
Beautiful Chico, California.
The home of Sierra Nevada beer, by the way.
Exactly. They grow their own hops, folks.
That's
so come
right.
and visit. Yeah.
That's right.
And I guess I'm fairly notorious on the message board, mainly in the nutrition section, for burning up a good bandwidth. So.
Yeah.
He's a legend, remarkable authority. But most important of all, he can walk it, too. Put up some of the best numbers. In his last get-together on a workout that we know as Mary, which is 5 handstand push-ups, 10 one-legged squats alternating left and right leg, and 15 pull-ups, Rob beat thoroughbred field of competitors with 16 rounds, was it, Rob, or 5 pull-ups short?
5 pull-ups short of 17 rounds.
Of 17 rounds in 20 minutes. Try that, folks.
Yikes, Rob.
5 handstand push-ups, 10 one-legged squats alternating left-right leg, and 15 pull-ups.
You're scaring me, dude.
Even with our ugly pull-ups, right, Rob, these cheater ones?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, I want to give a free pukey T-shirt away to the first guy that calls in. I was going to say the first clown. See, I got to watch myself.
Yeah.
The first guy that calls in and thinks our pull-ups are ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think?
All right, there you go.
Definitely.
Can we do that, Dave?
Standing. Of course, we can do anything we want.
Free pukey shirt. The first person has a problem with the pull-ups.
All right, there you go. The challenge.
Well, I love you, man. You're awesome. That was a great weekend.
It was fantastic. That was amazing.
Yeah, you're an essential part of this team.
Well, thanks. Hey, Rob, tell people how they can get your performance menu.
Performance menu.
Yeah.
You can track it down off of the CrossFit NorCal website, CrossFitNorCal.com.
Okay.
And I think it's still on the front page of CrossFit.com for yesterday's one-liner with the workout.
By the way, you got a beautiful website, I just got to tell you.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
All credit to that goes to our web developer, Greg Everett. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah,
he
really
just
is.
So talented. Yeah.
Very, very nice looking website. So.
Thank you.
Good
thank
job.
You. I can take no credit for that other than bumping into the guy and getting very... very lucky that he's as talented as he is. So,
well, good to hear from you tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Let me ask you, Rob, how often do you think we ought to do these things? You tell me.
Oh, gosh.
You think once a month is enough?
I think once a month is pretty good.
Okay.
I think once a month is pretty good.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I would love to do it more, but I know with my schedule that would be possibly a push. Other folks maybe could sneak in for more frequently.
Yeah, all right. We'll get a consensus. You know,
yeah.
we may overrule you yet tonight, but
for sure,
I appreciate the input.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Sure thing. You guys take care.
We'll talk to you
good
again.
Good night, Rob. Okay, take care, Coach.
Hey, Dave, we can do better than once a month if the interest is there.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I just need to find out if, indeed, the interest is there. So we'll get an idea of what people think before the night is over, all right? Another call. We got caller, last four digits, 9431. Would you come on in and identify yourself?
Hi, Coach. This is Marlon Thompson in Los Angeles.
No way.
Yeah.
Marlon, this isn't fair. I think they're lining up some fat pitches for me, buddy.
Hey, once I saw this was happening, I couldn't believe it. It's truly another innovation for you.
Oh, thanks. You know what? I didn't do a thing. No, this is Dave and Brian Mulvaney. God bless the both of them. I was drugged to this. It's
We've been talking about this
honestly,
for...
I know nothing of it.
How long have we been talking about this, Coach? A couple of years, I think. We've been kicking this idea around for a long time.
Yeah, you know something? I'm going to share with everyone that none of what's happened has been due to any kind of insight on my part or Lauren's. For instance, launching the journal, Dave was... You know, we talked about a newsletter and thought that needed to be done and there'd be some value there. And he kept pushing the idea and... Eventually, he presented us with a template and said, here, just like type in the margins and you'll have one. You hit send and you can send this out to people and harped on us until we did that. We had hundreds of requests for a video and we finally made a DVD. And so I think we're just kind of slow but good listeners. And so here we are, but I don't, you know, I don't get how it works or really even know what we're doing. We're just talking on the phone. But Marlon, you've been... You and your pop have been an amazing part of CrossFit for a long time.
Well, it's been a couple of years now, and I'm absolutely, truly thankful that you and everyone else in the community has been here. As I've said,
God bless you. Tell you and your pop's story, if you would, man.
Well, I'm an older guy.
Doesn't this have to be sound like an infomercial about
it
now?
It really does. I'm 43 years old, been working out with CrossFit a couple of years now. And pretty much been working out most of my life in one way or another, but, you know, in looking around to try to find out what really fitness means and just searching around, talking to associates, looking at the web, I happened to find CrossFit a couple of years ago. Changed my life completely. In fact, I don't do anything but CrossFit in addition to my sports and have just completed my own home gym, which I absolutely love, and canceled my Bally's membership. My father, who actually started me working out when I can probably start walking, was a career officer in the sheriff's department, also worked out his whole life, been the Bally's guy for well over 25 years, doing the standard reps and sets and things that we normally see in the gym. And I looked at him after doing CrossFit for about 3 or 4 months, and I said, Dad, we got it all wrong. You know, there's a better way to look at this. It's not how you look like you're in shape, but it's what does it mean to be in shape. So I started to feed him the information little by little, and he bought into it. In fact, he's addicted to it even more than I am. He's performing CrossFit 6 days a week religiously at 5 in the morning. Never stops.
Yeah, Marlon, in his age?
My dad's 72 now. He'll be 73
oh,
next
man.
Month.
Yeah,
that's great. That's
so,
great.
You know, he's always been an inspiration for me, so it's the time when I could show him how to do things a little bit better that makes me feel good. And I'm fortunate to say that... You know, we've got a new crossword in the family. I've got just about a 2-year-old son. So now we'll have 3 generations. And that kind of leads me to my question. At what age and should kids start doing CrossFit or techniques like CrossFit? And what kind of activities should we have in their workout of the day? I think I saw a couple of days ago or a few days ago that you had a kids class going on.
Yeah, the gang started the kids class, and it's just awesome. They got them rolling around and... You know, it's interesting. You wonder, like, well, so what are we going to do with the kids, right? You know, what's appropriate, what isn't? So we bring them into the gym, and I'll be damned if these kids are like 40 inches tall and 20-inch box jump, you know? And we brought up the 10-inch box, and this little girl that was just like thigh high says, that's too short for me. And so we went, okay, here you go, put up the 20. Boing, she's on it. They almost all could. They can all climb the rope. We had to limit the height. And so you learn that... the question is, how do we lose these functions, not what is appropriate to teach the kids? And, of course, we want to keep them safe, but you know what? They fall pretty nicely from reasonable heights, and you get enough matting together, and it's just there's nothing to it. But the kids' class is a lot of fun, and what I want to get out of it is all that kind of natural stuff that they're willing to do and eager to do, jump up on things, climb up on things. And then I think it would also be just a hoot to teach them some of the more neurologically complex movements, the basics of gymnastics, you know, handstands and rolls and all that kind of basic stuff, some simple tumbling, and Olympic lifts with sticks. I want them cleaning and jerking and snatching with a broomstick.
Well, I think it's absolutely the way to go. I'm looking forward to, you know, the years that my kid can benefit from CrossFit. I mean, I absolutely believe if we were working out like this, using a method like CrossFit, if we were eating the way that you recommend from day one, we'd be a hell of a lot more evolved than we are right now. In fact, I think that our absolute lifestyle we have right now moves us backward. It doesn't move us forward.
The people that come out to the seminars get to meet Connor Martin and Blake Glassman, my son, and Jeff Martin of Brand, Jeff and Mickey Martin's son of Brand X Martial Arts, their affiliate down in Ramona, inland San Diego. But these kids, they're 13 and 15, and it's just amazing how far ahead of the curve they are. It's amazing what they can do. And we're going to watch as puberty, you know, hormones set these kids on fire.
Right.
And Josh and Greg need to be looking over their shoulders.
Any plans for CrossFit seminar down in Los Angeles area?
You know, we're open to anything and everything. It's all good family. And Andy Petronic is down there, Petronic Fitness, and he wants to put that together. I'd love to do it. And Marlon, why don't you and Ed, why don't you and your pops come up here in April to be my guests in Santa Cruz?
No, we've got some free time. I just have to truck them on up there.
Good. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's 15th, 16th, 17th, I believe. It's on the site. You're our guest.
All three generations of you.
Yeah. We can arrange that.
Yeah.
Bring them all.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
If you can pull her off of work, sir.
I can find the time. Since we've moved, I've got a little bit more free time now.
That'd be fabulous.
Thank you, Marlon. Thank you for calling in, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah,
Marlon, thank you.
I owe you a phone call. We'll hook up.
Okay.
All right, Marlon, thank you. Appreciate you calling tonight. Let me just pass along the phone number to everyone else who would like to join us tonight. It's 800-566-2245. You need a PIN number. It is 671-490. Want to make a note of that. It's all on CrossFitLive.com on the homepage, too. And we got Coach Glassman here until about 9 o'clock tonight. Let's see, Coach. One more call's hanging on for you.
There we go.
So let's find out who this is. Last four digits. The phone number is 7833. Come on in. Identify yourself.
Hi, Coach. It's Kelly Moore calling from Wisconsin.
No, Kelly. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, great. This is a wonderful show.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
This is just great. The certifications have been great. The website's fantastic. This just adds to it.
Yeah. Are you going to come out in April?
I'd love to, but I'm not going to be able to make that one.
With the invitation stands, you know, we'd always love to see you.
Well,
thanks for calling in.
Say, I got to tell you something, Coach.
Yes, ma'am.
I had this marathon shoveling session today between shoveling horse manure and
snow?
Snow and shavings and throwing down a bunch of hay and stuff. I got to tell you, this would have killed me back in my powerlifting days. It would have just totally left me trashed. I mean, I was out there for hours and hours today, and I was able to come in and finish the workout and have a good time. And I got to tell you, this has really increased my ability to do things.
Yeah, well, Kelly, you're no ordinary person either. I've been around athletes for, you know, 3.5 decades, and there's just, you won't find a... But one or two Kelly Moores in a lifetime. You're an amazing individual, and the way you move and the things you pulled off and been able to do have just been breathtaking.
Let's fill everybody in on your background, Kelly. Where from whence you come?
Just shy of the Madison, Wisconsin area.
Yeah, and what's your fitness background?
Powerlifting and bodybuilding.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
Uh-huh.
Did that for a good number of years. And
how'd you stumble on CrossFit?
Stumble
is the right word.
I was really, really bored with what I was doing, and I just happened to find it, I think, about July of 2003.
Yeah.
And I quickly discovered that I didn't know how to run. To this day, I can't throw. I can't catch. Wall ball is absolutely devastating to me. I have to eat with a straw for the next 3 days. I do catch with my chin all the time. I discovered it was just so much fun, and I was so weak in so many areas. It was just a great program. I do have a question for Coach.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you get people interested enough to do this? I work for a police department. I work with cops all the time, and they look at it, and I keep telling them it's scalable. We can do this, we can do that to change things, and I just can't get any interest.
Ma'am, I don't have an answer for that.
It is just so infuriating because it would do so much good for so many people.
Yeah, the message was essentially in its current form for 25 years. And
hey, Greg, can I get you
to build a critical mass?
Hey, Greg, can I get you to speak into the phone real directly? We're losing you a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. It's a sobering question. I don't know, but let me tell you this. We are skimming the best people from the best organizations in fitness and law enforcement and the military. We don't have much of a following in the law enforcement community here in Santa Cruz, and yet Greg Amundson is a sheriff's deputy here. We have more interest in the FBI, and DEA, and other federal agencies than we do out of our local law enforcement. It's hard, Kelly. I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, that's tough.
But check this out. The people that are coming forward are remarkable.
Yeah.
And we're hanging out with the best of the best. And maybe you don't want those others. It's ultimately a character flaw.
Yeah, I guess I just see so much good that could come out of this. And after going to Appleton and having a conference up there and talking to members of some SWAT teams who can't even do one pull-up,
I don't know. I don't know. We've been to some SWAT competitions where we took photographs and were really hot to bring them back and laughing and show everyone. I couldn't embarrass law enforcement that way. I couldn't show the pictures. It was amazing where it took a whole SWAT team and the range officials, the course officials, to push a guy over a 6-foot wall.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well, one more comment for you, and then this one's a good one. I'm just giving you a plug for CrossFit Racine. There is a multi-event meet this Saturday. It's coming Saturday on the 26th. And Ryan Atkins is going to be there.
Nicest guy in the world.
Oh, he's a doll. He's just a doll.
What a sweetheart.
And his kids are cute, and his wife's real nice. And
another family of CrossFitters.
You bet. And if anyone's in the area and they want to come out, give Ryan a call. And I think Larry Lindemann's supposed to be there, and I think a few other. I think some SWAT people are going to be there too.
That is neat.
And so I'm going to go and do the competition, and maybe do a little kettlebell stuff, and then take off and go to Cancun for a week.
Kelly, get me pictures.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try real hard.
Yeah, please.
So what exactly is this that's going on at CrossFit Racine?
It was sponsored by, the National Kettlebell Federation. I don't know if they're still sponsoring it or not. I haven't heard anything from them, but we're still planning to have the competition. You do a max deadlift, max USMC style pull-ups. I think the 5-minute Secret Service snatch test with the kettlebell, long cycle clean and jerk as many as you can before you set them down, and a sandbag deadlift and clean as many times as you can in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's some good movements there.
Yeah, it should be really fun. So anyone who wants to come out, come on out.
Yeah, Kelly, put that on the site, too. Put that on the message board, did you?
Yeah, it's been on there on and off, but we need to put a little.
Yeah, give it another push. Give it another push. And we're anxious to get out that way. We keep talking about that.
Oh, you got to come out this way.
Yes, it's set up a Midwest event.
You bet. Maybe we can get some people from the East Coast, like Lynn, to come out. I mean, it's hard to get her to leave her little log cabin in the woods. So maybe it's a shorter trip. We might be able to talk to her.
I'm kind of hoping Lynn will call in tonight. I'd like to hear from her.
I know she's got that dial-up or something.
I know.
She may not be able to
do that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
Kelly, thank you so much. It was good to hear from you.
Oh, good to hear you guys, too.
All right.
This is great.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, Coach, let me just take a minute to Give the rest of the folks that are listening. We've got a pretty good crowd on the Internet tonight, Coach, so let me just take a minute to give everybody the phone number. It's 800-566-2245. That's a toll-free number, so dial it up and let's have a chat tonight. Let's take advantage of we've got Coach's undivided attention here for a couple hours. You'll need a PIN number. It's 671-490. You'll find the same information on the homepage of CrossFitLive.com. Man, almost an hour has gone by, and we do have to take a break at the top of the hour for technical reasons that I won't get into right now, but Coach, I want to...
What's that, Dave? Going to the bathroom or something?
Yeah, exactly. Those are the technical reasons, yeah. Yeah, very technical. I was in the gym the other day. Now, for people that don't know me, I train CrossFit in a traditional gym environment, and I work out there, and people say to me all the time, they say, they look at my workouts and they go, what the heck are you training for? You know, they don't quite understand what it is I'm doing. So I always have to explain myself. And I was wearing my CrossFit t-shirt the other day, and somebody walked up to me and they said, what is CrossFit? And, you know, it was funny, but as long as I have been hanging around you and CrossFit, I just was like, what do I say? How do I answer that question? And for anybody listening tonight that has not been to a CrossFit seminar and has not had the opportunity to hear you answer that question, I'd love to pose it to you right now. I'd love for you to tell everybody in your own words and from your own heart, if somebody walked up to you tomorrow and said, what is CrossFit, what would you say to them?
You know, Dave, you got them in the gym. I say watch, you know, and do the workout and tell them that's CrossFit. If they want more, go to the website. And if they need some kind of encapsulation, you know, if they need it to distill to a sentence, you can hit them with that it's a strength conditioning program built on constantly varied, if not randomized, functional movements executed at high intensity. But I don't think that has meaning to folks. I think they need to see it. Better yet, do it. I think it's something that needs to happen to you. When we look out on the net, and we're in large part an internet phenomenon, and that's been the vehicle by which the overwhelming majority of our community has found us. But when you look out through the internet community, and we listen to people, we look at people's conversations regarding what we are doing. The one thing that divides everyone into two distinct camps is whether you've done this thing or not.
Yeah.
And there's those that have done it and those that haven't. And those that haven't are prone to a whole lot of analysis. And it's fun to watch. it's something, yeah. Just for everyone out there that don't know the program, it's a completely different thing to analyze CrossFit than it is to do it.
Yeah.
And the results from analyzing it are very different than the results from doing it.
Yeah. So I guess the gist of what you're saying is that there probably aren't a whole lot of words that are going to be meaningful when it comes down to it. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah. Well, this thing is experiential. It's empirical. You know, we use this black box model. We are a state-of-the-art fitness program, but fitness is craft or art. More than it is science, not that we're not logical, not that we don't have scientists or listen to science or think rationally or logically. But what we're looking for is inputs and outputs. And most important of all, we're not in the business of conjecture. We're not writing textbooks. We're not reading textbooks. We're responsible in critical environments for men's and women's fitness. And we've gotten very good at it.
All right, we got another caller standing by for you. Let's find out what they would like to know or say. Come on in, caller. Your number 0043. Who is this?
This is Ryan Atkins, home from Racine, Wisconsin.
Ryan, how you doing, Coach?
It seems to me
I'm well, buddy.
Heard that name recently.
Well, either there's just an enormous amount of love out there for us, or my friends stay very close to me, but this is awesome. Thank you, Ryan.
Well, no, thank you. I had to call in and just Well, one reason is to thank Kelly for throwing a little pitch about the event coming up this weekend. I really appreciate
that. Yeah, hit it again. What, tell the event, Ryan, in case those weren't hard of hearing.
Basically, it's just a CrossFit get-together. We're having Kelly Morris coming in. She talked a little bit about the North American Kettlebell Foundation competition that she's doing, and a couple of the other people that are coming and asked about kettlebells. So her and Larry Lindemann were kind enough to bring some kettlebells up because I'm one piece of equipment that I still lack at my facility, so that'll be nice. And then hopefully what I can do is get maybe a half a dozen volunteers together and we'll run through like a volunteer workout. I can't consider it a CrossFit meeting without having a workout there in somewhere. And just trade training notes, maybe go over some of the Olympic lifting and just whatever people feel like doing. And I'll probably have a DVD playing in the background with all the video clips you've been posting to the website lately. So
that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. One of the questions I did have for you is... I do have my aunt's going to be taking photographs of the whole event, and I was wondering if it'd be possible to get it on the CrossFit community website, where they have pictures from, I think, CrossFit.
Yeah, hit the Lonnie and Lauren up. I don't, you know.
Okay.
Absolutely, Ryan, we'll do anything for you. I'd also like, you know, give us first shot at them and throw them up on the web.
Oh, definitely.
On the front end.
Okay.
And any of you, we want pictures always, you know, we're in the content business. We're in the business of sharing your fitness with the world. And so give me photos. And we want them, what, Dave? Large large file, high res, big fat one.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you want the highest res possible because you don't know how they're going to be used. But, within the realm of reason.
Yeah. Well, we know we have infinite bandwidth.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to get Brian to call.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
And then another question I had for you, this kind of relates a little bit back to the law enforcement question you had, or it's just kind of about the spread in CrossFit in general, where we talked about a little bit how you said the FBI and the DEA were a little more interested in it than your local law enforcement. What about the military? I know you have Lieutenant Grady McDonald's in charge of Phase 2 BUDS, and you presented to the Army Rangers over in December of last year. Has there been any official adoption by branches of the military at all as far as CrossFit training goes?
No.
No, not as far as a whole?
No, we don't. It's interesting, though, because it keeps coming up, and we're not sure what official adoption means. With guys we're dealing with, there is no official PT of any sort.
Okay.
And they're doing their own thing.
Okay, I guess what
and in increasing numbers they're doing our thing.
Gotcha.
But we're also playing a little bit hard to get in that word is spreading amongst the guys that really matter, the guys that are taking this thing where it's needed, we don't need to jump through too many hoops or hurdles to keep continuing to do what we're doing. There's nothing in between us and the operators, between us and the soldiers, between us and the LEOs, the law enforcement community.
Okay, I guess what had sparked the question.
Do it, and doesn't need permission from anyone, and which is really fun, and it's bringing them by the droves.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, we're also loath to talk about arrangements, but our contacts and involvement in business with the free world military continues to expand and grow, and these are I might share with anyone that might have missed this. We believe in the men and the mission and are rabidly patriotic and just super proud of our involvement with the free world forces. I don't think there's a greater honor for a civilian than to participate in the defense of the men that protect our liberties. So,
thanks for answering the question, Coach.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks.
All right, Ryan, thank you. I appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
And good luck on your event back there, by the way.
Yeah, buddy. You're doing an awesome job.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
CrossFit Live, the voice of elite fitness. Once again, Dave Young.
Hello again. We're back for segment number two of this edition of CrossFit Live with our guest, the founder of CrossFit, Coach Greg Glassman. And Coach, I've heard you describe CrossFit as being engaged in the sport of fitness. Would you take this opportunity to go into a little more detail about that comment?
Dave, when you look at our workouts, the the intensity of the variance, the functionality, the load, range of motion, all those things, they can all be recreated just by description of the workout. But we distill the whole thing to a single variable, and it's usually time. And it tells us tons about the performance, about the effort. And it makes it sport, ultimately, is what it is. And the cool thing about sport is that our line is that men will die for points. And we put up on the board the results of every workout, and what we get is a relative and absolute measure from every workout. We know how you came in the group and what your performance was in absolute terms. And knowing the movements and kind of measuring you up, we know just how much work was performed what time it took. We know what the power output is. And we can tell in rough terms how much heat you dumped out into the universe, how efficient or inefficient, and how powerful you are. And that gets people excited. It makes a big difference. It gives us some great metrics. We got tons of data. We can see you change and find weaknesses and set up sieves that'll tell us where your weaknesses are. They become pretty obvious. But there's a lot of camaraderie, too, when you work out like this. And the agony and the laughter, a friend of ours pointed out, that seems to be essential ingredients for the camaraderie. And then the whole toughness of the workouts is the mental thing. There's kind of a gut check to be able to get through these. And we have had reports from the most critical of environments that this really helps working out this way. That the physical demands of the regimen lend themselves psychologically to extreme environment kind of challenges.
So if I understand you, in other words, what you're saying is this quantifiable factor adds a significant dimension to the
Absolutely.
Quality of the workouts. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We lay a grid out up on the board and put the names up there, and we go at it. And when we're all done, there's just not much left to say. And repeated over time, those rankings tell us something very important about an individual.
Yeah, I've seen my own numbers up there a time or two, both to my pleasure and dismay occasionally. I can attest to that. And I have to tell you that I never felt so much a competitiveness as I did a camaraderie. And I think it was that camaraderie that motivated me more than just about anything else could have. But you're right in the spirit of that group when they get going on something like this. It is it's a very profound experience.
Yeah, it's all there. It's there wherever yeah. CrossFit's done, and it's there on the internet, and it's it's a part of who we all are.
Yeah.
And the support of the last one in the door is as strong as the admiration is for the first one through.
Yeah.
It's a tight family.
Yeah, yeah. Coach, another phone call for you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Last four digits are 0636. Come on in, identify yourself, and say hi to Coach.
Hi, Coach. This is Eric Denton from up in Reno. My wife and son and I were down at a seminar this past summer.
Oh, yeah. I remember you guys. Eva worked with you.
Oh, that's right, too.
Went up there. Yep.
Yeah, that was great. She worked with our son, and he's off in Peru now hiking around, so hopefully he's not suffering too bad doing that. But I kind of had a question for you, and this was somewhat along the lines of what Kelly had asked you about getting people to do this. And that's kind of a common problem. You know, until we started working out at home, I was doing this at a gym, and while it's, you know, you get people to kind of say, what are you doing, and say, that's really cool, to actually get them to kind of take the next step and engage in it is difficult. And it seems that what you have here is sort of the greatest program of fitness that unfortunately very few people will actually do. And, you know, it's sort of reflective of, you know, as a nation, the problem we've had with, you know, obesity and lack of fitness. And I think it'd be just as important, in addition to structuring the workouts to extract maximum fitness, to come up with the skills and the tools necessary to get more people to engage in it. And that's almost something for, you know, anyone who's in the community who's like a psychologist, sociologist, psychiatrist, who kind of works in the level of what does it take to motivate people to get them to do it. And I think the contribution that that could make would be really substantial because, you know, the more people that do it, the greater the benefit they get. Otherwise, it's this great thing that people aren't doing, you know. And so I don't know if you've ever considered that or worked with anyone on that level, but I think that would be a really substantial contribution, you know, that someone could make, you know, just getting people to do it and finding out what it makes, what it takes to get people to do that, you know.
Yeah, it's a perennial issue. We all worry about it and wonder about it, and it's that in, part is the intensity participation curve.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the early stages where CrossFit fanatics run into trouble in sharing with others is you crank up the intensity too much.
Mm-hmm.
And we're demanding something of people that they're not ready to give, they haven't developed, and psychological demands, emotional demands, but psychological demands for sure, like the physical demands of the athlete, need to be trained. It's something that comes in bits and pieces. And we're learning that those that allow for a more graceful and gentle ramp up to work out of the day kind of pitch are having more success as measured by number of participants playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their training involvement. But it's a tough issue. We all deal with it. Look, part of what's happening here is that we are not offering a shortcut. This isn't easy. It's not quick, but it's real. And there's a lot of alternatives that all promise comfort. And relative to what we're doing, they are that for sure. But I don't think we want to dilute the program to make people more comfortable, other than that maybe some kind of a tweaking of the on-ramp speed.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a tough issue. It's a tough issue. Hey, look, in part it comes to this. Some people come face-to-face with the cost of being fit, and like, wow, you know, I was really looking for the sweatless, no high heart rate, no breathing hard approach to fitness. And so I'm going to keep looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't prove to anyone that there isn't an easy way, that the true cost isn't blood, sweat, and tears.
I'm kind of curious. Are the people that you've, you know, worked with over the years, have you seen anything like a common denominator of people who stick with it? Or have you been able to get people who maybe at first glance you thought, oh, man, no way, this person isn't going to do it, and provided, you know, they didn't overdo it or something, they actually sort of surprised you, and in a sense you kind of went, oh, maybe there is, you know, a broader appeal here.
Yeah, we've quit trying to predict.
Okay, well, that's good.
And what we do now is it's a filter that ultimately comes down to, I think, we interpret, those of us on our side of it, see his character. And some will, some won't, so what? I'll share with you what my program director, Lonnie Lau, is one that surprised me. I didn't, you know. She showed up with a mild manner, and she was pushed by her brother and openly expressed just slight interest. And I told her we were going to make her a good athlete, and she rolled her eyes and laughed. And now she's a fire breather. And there's others that seem to show every promise of, you know, having the intestinal fortitude and fall by the wayside. And so we don't predict anymore. We offer the opportunity and support all we can, and then we see who ends up in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's self-selection, our CrossFit North brother Dave Werner says. And for sure that is the process. And it's fun to watch. But, you know, we could, Eric, here would be the problem. We might dilute this thing to the point where you end up shoulder to shoulder with people that you maybe aren't that interested in standing shoulder to shoulder with. Because the rigors of this program Are also selecting for some really cool attributes in folks, things that make it fun to travel with them and do fitness with. So we're happy with the crowd that's doing it. It's a large family, a growing family, and there's been no dilution or problem with signal to noise ratio. You know, it's the same good folks coming from all over the country and now all over the world. And
okay.
Your family's part of that. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Well. Nice to talk to you, and all the best to you and your family,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's it for tonight.
All right. Yeah.
All right, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate that. All right, Coach, we got another one here for you, and let's bring in somebody from this neck of the woods. This ought to be interesting. Somebody from Washington, last four digits, 0492. Come on in, identify yourself. Hello, I know you're there. From Washington? Caller from Washington?
Nothing, Dave.
All right. Well, we're going to put that person back on hold. And we got another one here, fortunately. From the 303 area code, 8204. Who's there?
Lindsay Yaw.
Oh, way. Lindsay, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, hon? Did you get my email?
Oh, I did not. I did not, but yeah. I will go check, definitely.
I told her I was nervous about this. I don't know. It's weird without the people there.
Oh, yeah, we're here. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're a sweetheart.
Well, I wanted to talk to what a couple of people have called in about trying to get people involved. And I think a point that needs to be made is that, two things. One is that, you know, this is not just a quick fix, you know, lose 5 pounds in 5 minutes type of deal. This is a long-term thing, and long-term change is a system of progress, and I think that takes time. And so I think when people are trying to sell this, I think they need to remember that, you know, people have been ingrained in this quick fix society, and I think it's going to take time for them to learn that change takes time and that they can allow them, their friends or their cohorts who they're trying to get to do this, to give them some time to understand what it is and then why it might work and time.
Lindsay, you're awesome. Lindsay, tell everyone who you are, hon.
I am a writer, and I've written a couple of articles on CrossFit, and I kind of got involved about a year ago when a friend, Mark Twight, introduced me to a six-and-a-half-minute workout, and I was sold after that. And I live in Boulder, and I've slowly been recruiting people all over the country, which is really exciting. And I was just up in Canada skiing with a group of people, and they ski all the time, and I haven't skied at all or much this year. I was ahead of the group at times, and I attribute that all to CrossFit. And I'm close with the ski community and a lot of people that have tried the CrossFit regime are sold of my friends. So it's exciting to be a part of the community.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Hey, can we get you out in April? I know your schedule. Last time I talked to you, you had stuff planned all the way through to midsummer.
Yep, April probably won't happen. I'll be in Norway, but I'm gonna try to come out this summer. I wanna spend a good chunk of time with you. And again, it's the time thing. I think it's a good reminder for people to just try it and don't be afraid to step in and give it a go. And that's what I'm going to try to do.
I don't think you've lost anybody yet, have you, Coach?
No,
that was the line you used to give me. You used to go, I haven't lost anybody yet.
No, we haven't killed anyone.
All right.
And in terms of we do know a little bit about the enthusiasm and encouragement, but the group class has done more for that than anything. And that comes back to this sport notion. Our morning classes are infectious, and you've seen from the videotape, there's a lot of fun there. And everyone that's in part of that, they generally have long workout experiences, and they'll tell you that they're doing things
with the group that are tough to do individually. And so if you have a chance to find someone out of this community, join the community on the front end of the website or on the message board. But be involved with other people. It makes the whole thing a lot more fun and gives it perspective.
Lindsay, thank you very much for joining us tonight. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank
you. Lindsay,
great show. We're listening.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Let's go back here and see if we can't grab this caller from Washington. I know they're there. 0492, are you there? You know what, Greg? I think they put their phone down or something. I don't know what the deal is.
Dave?
Yes. I was hoping it was somebody from CrossFit North, but we'll find out. So we got a caller from the 513 area code, 3878. Are you there?
Yeah, hi, Dave. This is Tony Young from Cincinnati.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Good to hear from you. I was hoping you would call in tonight.
Oh, well, then you're in luck.
Yeah.
I was glad to get through.
Nice time,
Tony,
in Colorado.
You remember Lindsay in Colorado?
Sure.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a sweetheart, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
How you doing out there, Tony? You're in Cincinnati, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing real well. I don't want to belabor the getting people enthused subject too much, but in my admittedly limited experience here, the thing I found most successful is not to talk about it too much in the beginning and just bring people along, you know, into it, and don't tell them how much it's going to hurt sometimes, but mostly just get them to do it. And it goes back to what Coach said a little bit ago. Because this is so experiential, get them in there and get them doing it, and then tell them little bits and pieces of the important stuff, the foundation material, as they go along. And they go, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I've seen that work for me. And it begins to build on itself that way.
You know, I think it's fascinating, the people that actually catch the desire, that catch the feeling. And so often they are the people that you would never expect in a million years. It's just like you were saying, Greg, a while ago about Lonnie, and there's so many others that have, you know, that have crossed your path and come and gone, and then there are those individuals that just catch it. And they just get it, you know, from almost the very first day they get it.
Well, and I've got two trainees in particular who are middle-aged women, both with some weight issues and some other health problems, some diabetes and some flexibility issues, just a million things that if I had told them everything that we were going to do, they'd have freaked out and never done it.
That's a great point.
But we started them in the beginners program right out of the journal, and I've got two of the most dedicated trainees I could ever want. They are my poster children.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get their arms over their heads with a PVC pipe, and they're now doing push presses with 30-35 pounds in 8 to 9 weeks, which to me is just phenomenal.
Is that Tina, Coach?
Well,
I have. Tony, is that your dog?
No, I don't know whose that is.
Isn't that Tina?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, in the beginning, I have to call them to find out when they're coming, and now if I'm not. You know, if I'm not ready to go on time, I get the business.
Yeah.
You know, they're more into it now than I would have ever hoped for, and it's just been great for all of us.
So your message, Tony, is maybe very little information at the beginning is actually a key, huh?
Only as much as it takes to get them started, I think.
Yeah. He's right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I went through an awful lot of other material as I have put my own thing together here. It'll eventually be CrossFit Ohio when I get it all up and going. And I looked at everybody else's stuff, you know, and it has to be easy, and it has to be fun, and it has to be, you know, you have to tell them again and again and again that they're not going to become bulky, and, you know, all those other things, and that kind of approach, and just enough, you know, it's good for you, trust me, it'll be easy. Let's just do this, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And after a while, they're so into it, they don't even realize that they've taken on this great, huge, wonderful thing. But they're doing it.
Yeah. And that's when it gets beautiful.
Yeah. It's just that simple,
too.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. You know, it's out there for you to try. We're telling you, you know, it's
essentially exactly what to do.
Yeah.
It's a hard one to miss without wanting to miss it.
And that was it. I just thought I'd share that and give my two cents. And I'll,
Tony, I'm, thanks I'm for calling.
Oh, listen, thanks for being there.
Yeah, no, it's good seeing you in Colorado.
Tony, I wish you all the best back there in Cincinnati, and good luck with getting things, you know, up where you'd like them to be. And, you know, you got a bunch of people around the country that are rooting for you, so don't hesitate to ask if you need anything, okay?
Oh, sure will. I appreciate it.
Okay, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for phoning in tonight. Appreciate it.
We'll see you.
Yeah, and from the 806 area code, last four digits are 7615. Who's there?
Hi, this is Chuck Pulowski.
Hi, Chuck.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Thanks for calling. What's up?
I'm from Texas Tech. I'm in the Army ROTC program here.
Yes, sir.
I'm having some problems with my APFT. Can't get the rundown, but your workout is phenomenal. Amazing. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I want to say thanks.
Thank you. What's going on with the run?
I just can't get it down. I don't know. I wanted to know kind of what your opinion was on...
what do you need and what do you got?
I'm hitting it at about 17 minutes. I need to get it in 15:45. And I just want to know maybe I could modify the workout of the day a little bit, or should I run in addition to that, or?
Absolutely. You need to do more running.
Okay.
Throw it in on rest days.
Okay.
As a test. And do this for me, too. What's the distance? What is it?
It's 2 miles, sorry.
Sometimes run the two. And then other times run the time you need and just see how close you get to the two.
Okay. I like that. Okay.
Yeah. And play around with it that way.
Okay. And you don't think there's like a problem with doing too much overtraining, anything like that, if I had that in there?
How do you feel now? Are you feeling beat up?
Oh, no, not at all. I feel great. I mean, I get sore after some of the workouts, but...
Yeah, because you've had some good posts. You've been getting a strong result, right?
Yeah, I'm coming along. I was pretty slow when I started, but I'm... starting to fire now, so.
Yeah, what was your running before?
My running was horrible. I couldn't even finish the 2 miler. I mean.
Oh, so we're still making progress there?
Yeah, times are dropping. I mean.
Yeah, Chuck, just get some focus to it, man. It's gonna fall for you. It's gonna be easy.
Okay.
And if you find yourself too beat up, and every once in a while, don't be afraid to throw it in front of the workout of the day. But when you feel that, you know, like someone's pulled the drain, if you're after a rest, you come back and you don't feel fresh. Don't go any harder, back off.
Right, right.
But play it sensible and listen to your body and feel this thing out. But just more experience on the run, it'll greatly accelerate that.
So would you recommend...
Where are we at now? What's the time? You got a what, a 17 what?
I'm hitting it around 17 and change. I'm not really sure what my last time was exactly.
And you need 15:45?
Well, I need to pass. I need 15:54. But I'd like to get it, you know, with a little...
Yeah, we want to do better.
Breathing around there.
And when are you testing?
My next one is beginning of next month, first week of next month. So I don't know that I'll be passing that one, but hopefully I can get the one after that.
And when's the one after that?
We have them at the beginning of each month.
Yeah. Let's make it happen in March.
Absolutely.
Yeah, post this on the message board.
Okay.
Let's push you into it. How often were you running the distance?
I was running probably like 2 days a week, you know, which I know is not enough. And then
you've been doing the workout of the day, right?
Absolutely, every day.
Yeah. And running the 2 miles?
And I was running the 2 miles once or twice a week, you know, if I would feel froggy, I'd throw in a long run on a weekend.
Uh-huh.
But, this last APFT, I mean, I really noticed that I have a huge problem with running, and on the workout we just did with the half mile intervals, that one really rocked my world too.
Yeah, well,
and
you're probably
just,
getting it right out of there. Tell me some of the times you've had.
Like I said, when I first started, I couldn't do it, and then I was hitting in the 20s, in the 18s. I got it down to 16 the one before this one, and then I was back up to 17.
16 what?
It was like 16:20 something was my last one.
Okay. Coming off the heels of, how was that in relation to the workout?
That was actually before,
I mean, like,
I started the workout
bottom,
of the day.
Bottom to bottoms one day, you know, you don't want to be doing the test in 2 mile the next.
Right, that's true too. And I think that might have been part of it because I was I didn't really take too much time off before the APFT.
Yeah, you'd want to do that for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want this before any kind of a competitive event or anything that matters for me. I've got to have a taper.
How long of a taper period would you recommend?
Maybe a week. It really matter to me.
Okay.
Yeah, it just depends on how fast you recover.
Right, okay.
But for like a guy going to a fight or something, you know, I don't want to see him around the week of the fight.
Right.
You know, I want to move in and maybe even work up to a sweat, but not CrossFit style.
Right, okay.
It's time to back off. And that might make it for you there alone.
Okay.
But had the improvement in your times diminished, hitting it, say, once a week or so?
Yeah, actually, I was running a lot more frequently before the workout of the day. And
uh-huh.
Then when I started doing the workout of the day, I just started this, like, in November, so a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And when I started doing that, I just really forgot about the running for about a month. And then I've just recently started running again about once or twice a week because I didn't want to get into a situation where I was doing too much of one thing.
Nope. And if you're going to test for that, you got to be doing it.
Right, okay.
But you get those times down. Put it on the board, though. Let's push you through this thing. It'll be fun to watch.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Chuck.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, and you know what? Thanks for contributing on the board.
All right. Thank you.
That's great seeing you there.
All right. Good to have you, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. Hey, Coach, what do you say we take about 5 minutes here?
Let's do it, buddy.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. You take five, and I'll be back to you then, all right, and we'll finish up the show.
All right, buddy.
All right. I'll be back. And meanwhile, if the rest of you would like to join us and squeeze a question in here for the last 15 minutes or so of the show, you are certainly welcome. 800-566-2245. You'll need a PIN number, 671-490. That's on the homepage of CrossFitLive.com. So come on in and join us. Coach will be here for another 15 minutes or so, and we'll finish up the show this week with some good questions of yours, and we'll chat with Coach a little bit about what's going on with him too, all right? So we're going to take a quick musical break, and we will be back here to finish up CrossFit Live for this edition. Next, you stay right there.
CrossFit Live, the voice of elite fitness. Once again, Dave Young.
Oh, do we have to hear from Dave Young? I kind of like the music. It is CrossFit Live. It's the debut show, and it's great to have the CrossFit Nation online with us. Coach Klassman coming up back in just a couple of minutes. Let's see. We got a little business to take care of. Not much. In fact, do we have any business to take care of? Let me just remind you that we'd love to get you in here on the phone if you are so inclined in the last 15 minutes of the program. It's 800-566-2245. 671-490 is the PIN number, and I'm sure Coach would be happy to take a question from you in the remaining minutes of the program. And something tells me Coach will be back with us on a fairly frequent basis on this program. But we're going to do this thing every once in a while, and I want to remind you of the email address for you to write in with suggestions about the program and suggestions for guests that we might have in the future who can share their knowledge with us. Email me at crossfitlive@crossfit.com, and just let me know what you think about how we should go with this thing, where we should go with it. We have the opportunity here to get a lot of feedback from the community and make this into the most useful possible medium that we can, because I certainly don't pretend to have all the answers. I probably have very few of them, but I do happen to know how to patch some audio equipment together, so that's kind of where my knowledge leaves off, and I'm counting on you for the rest of it. So by all means, be in touch with me, will you, and let me know what your experience was like tonight, and let me know what you'd like to see in the future so that we can just kind of take this thing to its maximum get the most benefit out of it. All right, CrossFit Live at CrossFit.com. Right now it's 800-566-2245, and the PIN is 671-490. If you'd like to jump on in the remaining minutes we have, you are certainly welcome. Coach, you back?
Yeah, I'm here with you, Dave.
Yeah, good. All right, we got about another 15 minutes or so to spend together. We talked about the fact that the last journal dealt with something that was from, what was that, from the 40s?
Yeah, from it was a Naval Institute's curriculum
for naval aviators during World War II.
Yeah.
And there's 12 books on a different they use sport to develop the curriculum for the aviator training, for the physical training.
Yeah, I'm curious if I'm curious to know from you if anything recently, if anything new has crossed your radar, you know, something say that you hadn't encountered or haven't worked into the program in the last year or 6 months. Anything new pop up for you recently?
Yeah, slackline out of the climbing community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a journal a couple issues ago about
right.
that.
Right.
Essentially, it's putting a piece of nylon webbing between two fixed objects and tensioning it up until it's like a guitar string. And then trying to maintain stability on it. And
right.
It was very tough in the early phases and brought up a lot of interesting discussion about stable and unstable surfaces and frictionless surfaces and training. And there's a lot of excitement there. It's something that we're playing with. And Michael Street up at CrossFit North is becoming an expert on. It's
right.
a lot of fun.
And I know that just in the last couple of years, it's been the Bacar ladders. Did that come from Mark Twight?
Yeah, Mark Twight brought the Bacar ladder to us a year and a half ago, and we continue to play with that and
right.
and watch people drop from the rafters, and that's been a joy. Terry Laughlin of Total Immersion has come into the CrossFit family and is doing something for us next month in the CrossFit Journal.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That's going to be the focus of the next journal, huh?
No, it's just one of the pieces.
Okay.
We don't talk about the next journal too much, but I'm going to share some stuff with you.
All right.
Navy Gymnastics and Tumbling book had a great section on breakfalls and teaching paratroopers how to land without hurting themselves. And we have some extraordinary martial art talent, some world-class judo instruction in our community, and we're going to apply the breakfall techniques to our senior community and try and see what we can maybe get motivated or get people thinking about using some technique to prevent fracture in seniors, fracture maybe in particular, hip and wrist.
Right.
And that's exciting because there's a kind of a three-pronger there for us. Make them stronger so they're less likely to stable and give them better balance, and then maybe greater skills if they do become upended.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another piece that we were going to do that's coming up in this journal. That's Tom right. Kruban and Jim Baker are working on that.
All right. Want to take a call?
Sure.
Let's do it. From the 503 area code 0901, come on in, identify yourself. Who are you? Who's there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, that's you.
Is that me?
That's you. Who is this?
This is Eva calling from Australia.
No way.
Yeah, I'm listening to the radio show from Australia.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just calling because I'm excited to be listening from here, and I wish everyone in Australia could listen to you and wanted to send my love.
Hey, you know what? They are listening to me because we sent you there to get them to listen. So.
That's right.
Yeah, it's great
so my question for you is how do you train sailors?
Oh, man. They're going to be listening.
Nah. They're all out sailing right now.
This is like a joke.
Is it daytime over there, Eva?
It is. It's only 3:50 in the afternoon. And
oh, my God.
The Aussie 18 sailors are racing at this point, and
yeah.
the Far 40s are getting their boat measured today, so the guys are off.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's the weather down there? It must be nice. Summertime, huh?
It is. We had the last 3 days of rain, and it's just breaking up now, and it's really kind of Miami-ish here. It's really very humid today, but it's beautiful here.
Okay. Go ahead, Coach.
So I just wanted to wish Greg my best and let him know that I'm listening, and I'm so proud of him.
Well, let's talk about that training sailors thing.
Stay here with us, girl. You know, I sent you hoping you could come back and tell me how we're going to get him to train. Yeah.
We're getting them there.
Yeah, it's tough. That's
well, you know what happened today? A guy named Paul, I can't remember his last name.
Yeah, don't even say it. I know you're talking about. Be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know Paul Hunt.
I know. I heard you gave him quite a workout one time.
Yeah, I wasn't sure he made the connection when he came to work out with you guys.
He might not have.
Yeah, but he's a legend. He's a legend.
He'll know tomorrow.
Good. Good.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. You get the green light to give him a dose?
No, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, good. 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 Wow. Small world, isn't it, Eva?
It is.
What part of Australia are you in, Eva?
I'm in Sydney, Australia,
okay.
And Greg sent me on a mission to train
to find Australians?
Sailing team. Nope, I'm from CrossFit headquarters,
yeah. And
I'm over here training the Pegasus sailing team, who's here for the Far 40 World Championships.
Right.
And it was a last-minute deal, and I'm here for a month.
Yeah, wow. She gave up some good, some other important work too to do that for us.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. You know, they couldn't. The CrossFit family couldn't have a better representative. Athletes don't get any better, and trainers don't come any finer than Eva T. Love you, girl.
Thank you so much, and all the best, and I'll keep listening.
Yeah, come out to Santa Cruz and meet Eva. You got to. It's an amazing experience. What happened, Eva? Have we gotten a time for you on the... can you best the girls' times on that clean and jerk?
I think I'm going to pull it. I trained it yesterday. Did my first 12 and 50 seconds, and my head was spinning. And that was with 89 pounds, and, you know, our 10-kilo weights are not the big wheels, so I got a little bit farther to pull.
Yeah.
But I'm figuring out my strategy, and you'll get a number here pretty soon.
What, Eva, they don't have bumper plates there in Australia?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, bumper plates, but they don't have ours are rubber, but the 10-kilo plate is the same size as our 25-pound iron plate, so
yeah.
It's little. So it's a little extra distance to go, but I'm going to try to do it with the little bit of a handicap and the little extra weight and
good.
See what happens.
Good, tear it up. If it happens, make sure it's on video.
Okay.
All right, anything else?
That's it. I just wanted to send my best.
Any of the sailors miss me? No.
Well, Peter Phelan missed you so badly that he went home. And not so far, but my plan is to send some to CrossFit HQ. Some of them have really, you know, caught on, and they really have the fever. They're asking for more. And under their own, you know... jurisdiction, they're going to come to CrossFit on their own, and that's kind of my goal. I really just like to work with people who get it and want more, and it's those are the ones we want. And otherwise, the other people will pay a lot of money and learn about this probably in about 10 years. They'll be behind the ball.
Well, that's good. You know, and we had this whole conversation yet here, and we haven't yet pushed the entire yachting community away from us forever, right?
No, we haven't. I think
that
we've got some hook, line, and sinker.
All right, babe.
Eva, your phone line sounds great from Australia. I'm very impressed, actually.
Yeah,
it sounds really good.
Well, it's a landline. It's not a cell phone.
How did you, I'm curious about the phone number that's showing up on my caller ID. It's a 503 area code. I wonder what that's all about.
It's probably because I used a phone card, and then I called your 1-800 number.
There you go. All right, good job.
Thanks
all right, take care.
Thanks
Eva.
For checking in, Eva. It's nice to know you're listening
to
Australia.
Say hi to everyone.
Yeah.
I will.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Coach, just a couple of minutes left for us, so let's have just a little chat here. I know that that for you, going back to the journal, I think, where you asked the question, what is fitness? And then you proceeded to, you know, define it in CrossFit terms. Do you see that as kind of a turning point in CrossFit?
Yeah, I think it was a defining moment. I think that's kind of maybe where the magic started, or fate may have been sealed from there. It defines all the effort. It defines the programming. It molds who we are and the way we do things, and the fact that we're an amalgamation of specialists and the open charter, it
deliberately or directly leads to this definition of a strength and conditioning program built on constantly varied, if not randomized, functional movements executed at high intensity. That's a real broad tent, and it brings a lot of efforts, a lot of work into this family easily and comfortably. And what is fitness piece, and anyone can pull that off the net. It's kind of an 11-page manifesto as to what we do, how we define and judge the fruits of our efforts. Yeah, that was certainly an important part of CrossFit.
Yeah, and I think a valuable thing for everybody that's listening, a valuable thing to read. If there was ever a way to understand it, if there was any one piece that would help you to define what the goal is of CrossFit, that I suppose would be it, huh?
Yeah. Ultimately, though, you want to try the thing, eat right.
Yeah, sure.
See what you notice. But what was cool about What is Fitness is that we were working, we're clinicians, CrossFit crews in the business of delivering the goods, where people know what they want. They want to improve performance. And so we go about that task, and we're judged by the successes or not. And in looking at the successes, it's hard to have a strength and conditioning program or fitness program without being able to fairly precisely define what it is that you consider results, what fitness is, how you measure your successes or failures. And so we started looking around and asking people, we're all in this fitness business, but what is it? And the answers weren't satisfactory to the vision that we had for our athletes, for the improvements that we were bringing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put a lot of energy into figuring out from mentors and friends and family just what it was that we meant by fitness when we call ourselves a fitness program or a strength and conditioning program. And check that out. Has excitingly meshed very naturally with the charters of some of our favorite clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that is being able to handle any kind of assignment under any kind of conditions and on average performing better than others at that.
Yeah.
We like tests. We like testable propositions. Not so fond of theory as much as we are inputs and outputs.
Right.
So it's a very practical kind of crew here, more like plumbers and musicians than theoreticians, and sociologists or economics, economists rather.
And this thing called the internet has allowed us to share everything that's going on with you in Santa Cruz and spread that knowledge around the planet pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think that CrossFit is tough enough that you almost need the decentralization provided by the internet for a critical mass of people willing to work this hard to gather together and make a real difference.
Right, right,
exactly. It's been a tremendous thing for us.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone out there for all your support. Anything we can do, let us know. This is your program. You guys built it put CrossFit together and supported it, and all we did was dump the workouts out there, and you found us and came to know us and coming around, and God bless you for it. We're having a lot of fun.
This is Dave Young. Thank you for listening to this archived edition of CrossFit Live. You've been listening to the program from February 20th, 2005, featuring the founder of CrossFit, Coach Greg Glassman. For current information on CrossFit Live and the status of upcoming shows, please visit www.crossfitlive.com. We'll see you next time on another edition of CrossFit Live.